这个周末是这个长，很多人都出去度假了。
This is a Memorial Long Weekend. Many of us went out for vacation.
我非常感谢王弟兄，他前两天去露营，可是为了礼拜天早上翻译，所以他把他的假期缩短了一半，昨天晚上回来的。
I don't have to translate, I think that. Okay.
我们礼拜三晚上的查经聚会，从未来的礼拜三开始，我们要有一个新的题目，查考提多书，希望各位能够来参加。
Wednesday night Bible study meeting. From next Wednesday, we will have a new program. We'll study Book of Titus.
我们等一会儿，主席报告的时候要介绍一些新来的朋友们。
Later on, we'll recommend, introduce a new friend, a newcomer.
我现在不是要介绍新来的人，就是我们在座的弟兄姐妹中间有人有特别的情形，我希望提一下。
Right now, I'm not going to introduce a newcomer, but there are some special person, brother, sister among us, I'd like to mention about them.
我们的今天的这个弹电风琴的 Pauline 姊妹，以前我曾经提到过，他暑假的时候要到外地去做传福音的工作。未来的礼拜五大概是，他就要离开我们几个月，所以我想今天特别请大家纪念他，为他祷告，用祷告来支持他。
Sister Pauline,
Cassie,
we mentioned before that she's going to use this summer vacation working for the Lord. So she will depart from us about 5 weeks or so. So we will ask you pray for her trip and for her work.
可不可以请 Cassie 起立好不好？大家看她，记得为她祷告。未来的几个礼拜，常常为她祷告。
That's Pauline's sister Cassie. We'll pray for her.
我们礼拜堂有一位两位年轻的太太，不久以前都生了小孩子。
We also have two young mothers of our church. They all have the babies a couple of days ago.
很高兴今天早上我看见 Jenny， 这个名字对不对啊？Jenny 她生了小 baby， 今天已经身体健康到礼拜堂来，可不可以请 Jenny 起来好不好？大家看见你一定很高兴。
We like to see this first grand new mother, huh?Jenny，
还有另外一位就是 Amy Lum， 我想大概还没有来，因为我看见他的先生 Robert 一个人坐在那儿啊。
Yeah, we also have Mrs. Lam. She has baby weeks ago. We congratulate Lam.
今天早晨我们要思想的题目还是继续要思想使徒信经。
This morning I still like to share with you the topic of the Apostles' Creed.
这一张颜色的纸啊，有一面就是印着使徒信经中英对照，都印在这儿的。
This green sheet we have the Apostles' Creed in both Chinese and the and English.
我们曾经思想过使徒信经中的前面两项。
We considered the two points in the first beginning of the Apostles' Creed last past weeks.
第一，我信上帝全能的父。创造天地的主。
First, I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth.
第二，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活，升天。坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。
The second, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead.He ascended into heaven and seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence, he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
为了方便我们的记忆，我们把使徒信经一共分成八点，向各位介绍。
In order for us to remember, we divided the apostles' creed in 8 points.
第一点讲到我们相信圣父，第二点讲到我们相信圣子。
The first point we believe the Father Almighty. The second that said we believe the Jesus, the Lord, the Son of the God.
讲到我们相信神，我们相信独一的神，创造天地的神。
We're talking about we believe the God, the only God, the Father Almighty, who created the heaven and earth.
讲到我们对耶稣基督的信仰，有三点是非常要紧的。
When we consider to the belief we have in Jesus, there are 3 points is very important.
第一，讲到耶稣基督的神性和耶稣基督的人性。
First, it's talking about Jesus is a God, he is also a human being.
他是神的独生子，他是童贞女玛利亚所生的。
He is God's only son, and he's born of the Virgin Mary.
讲到耶稣基督的第二点，是讲到他为我们做了最伟大的救赎的工作，他为我们受难，然后又从死里复活。
The second, talking about Jesus, who suffered for us, and the death, and the resurrection for us.
第三，讲到耶稣基督有一天还要再来这个世界，审判活人死人。
The third, talking about one day the Jesus will come back again to judge the quick and the dead.
关于耶稣基督，在这里这两个名字是非常重要的，一个是耶稣，一个是基督。
The Jesus Christ, these two words are very important. One talking about he is Jesus, the second he is Christ.
耶稣的意思是拯救者的意思，讲到他要把我们从罪恶里救出来。
Jesus means redeemer, means he will save us from our sins.
基督是什么意思？
What is Christ means?
基督是受膏者，讲到耶稣基督的王权，他为王的身份，有一天他要做全世界的大君王，今天他就要在我们基督徒的心中做王。
So Christ means anointed man, means one day he will become to be the king, and he will be the king of our mind today.
英国有一位有名的传道人叫做斯布珍， Mr. Spurgeon.
In England, there is a missionary called Mr. Spurgeon.
他说很多的基督徒只信耶稣，不信基督。
Once he said that many of the Christians, he believe only Jesus, but he don't believe Christ.
这是什么意思？
What that means?
只信耶稣，不信基督，这是什么意思？
Only believe Jesus, but not Christ. What that means?
耶稣基督是不能分开的，可是有人硬把它分开了。
Actually, Jesus Christ, we cannot divide him, but many people just believe part of it.
所谓只信耶稣，不信基督，那意思就是说，很多人只让耶稣做他的救主，不让耶稣做他生命的主宰。只要耶稣救他，不要耶稣管他。
That many people believe Jesus but not Christ, that means he only wants Jesus to be their savior, to save them from the sin. But they don't like Jesus to be their Christ, to be the king of their life, to control him.
好，我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，信耶稣，也信基督，在我们心里面有一个信仰，它是耶稣基督合而为一的，耶稣基督。
But we hope we, every one of us, we will believe not just part of it, but we believe both.Not Jesus, but Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书以后，从雅各书一直到犹大书，这个七卷的书信，我们称它为一般的书信。
In the New Testament, after the book of James, until the after Hebrews, book of Hebrews, there are 7 books talking about the 7 letters. We call general letters.
这七卷的书信有四位作者：雅各、彼得、约翰、犹大。
There are 4 people write those books: James, Peter, John, and Jude.
这个七卷的书信，四位作者，他们有一些共同注意的信息。
The 4 authors of these 7 books, they have a special topic they emphasize on.
我发现他们共同注意的信息中最特殊的一点，就是他们勉励各地的教会。你们要注意保守那个纯正的信仰。
There's one great point that four authors all emphasize is that they encourage all the members of the different church to keep and their pure believing.
当我们研究这七卷书信的时候，我想到的第一个题目就是使徒信经，保守那个纯正的信仰。
When I study all those seven books, the first thing come to my mind is that we all have to hold our belief.
在洛杉矶有很多人，他们好像是信耶稣的，好像是读圣经的，可是你发现他的信仰是不纯正的，所以我们要很当心，很小心。
There are many people in this Los Angeles area. They look like they are Christian. They look like they believe the Lord. They believe the Jesus. But they really, their believing is not very pure. It's not according to the Bible. So we will be very careful.
我们看雅各书第二章十九节。
Please turn your Bible with me on James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第十九节。
James chapter 2, verse 19.
你信上帝只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战兢。
James chapter 2 verse 19. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shatter.
单单信有一位上帝，你却不接受他做你的救主，跟他发生亲密的关系，啊？对你没有益处的。
If you only believe there is a God, but you didn't receive Him as your personal Savior, that's not enough. It's not good for you.
这是雅各所说的话。
This is the word of James.
我们再来看彼得所说的话。
Let's turn to what Peter said.
彼得前书第一章。
The first Peter chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
彼得前书一章十八节。知道你们得赎。脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
The first Peter chapter 1 verse 18, knowing that you were not redeemed with the perishable things like silver or gold.From your future way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
彼得在这里告诉我们，一个人得救的方法不是出钱，乃是靠着耶稣基督的十字架的救恩。
Here Peter told us that we be saved not by our gold or silver, but by Jesus' blood.
假如有人对你说，你出多少钱？你可以得救，这是异端的信仰。
So if some people tell you that if you donate so much money, then you can be saved, that's a wrong believing.
假如你没有信靠耶稣基督，你奉献钱盖一个礼拜堂、两个礼拜堂，你奉献钱修一条高速公路，还是不能得救。
So if you don't believe Jesus Christ, even you donate so much money to build 10 churches and even a great highway, you still cannot be saved.
这是讲到耶稣的宝血的重要。
This is talking about the importance of Jesus' blood.
我们再看彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn our Bible to 2 Peter chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅，私自引进陷害人的异端。大家注意这两个字，异端。啊？连买他们的主他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。第一节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 1, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be also false teachers among you, you will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Please pay special attention on the heresies, even denying the master who bought them.Bring sweet destruction among themselves.
在这里提到有假先知、假师傅传异端。
They're talking about there's a false prophet, false teacher. They preach the heresies.
怎么知道异端呢？因为他们不认耶稣基督。
How do we know they are heresies? Because we know that they don't believe Jesus.
连买他们的耶稣基督他们都不承认。
Even denying the master who brought them.
他们还说他们是基督教。
Then they still claim them Christian.
这是异端。
This is what heresies.
一个人他讲耶稣基督，到底他讲的耶稣基督是怎样的一位耶稣基督，非常要紧。
A man talking about Jesus, it is very important what kind of Jesus he's talking about.
假如他对你说耶稣是一个很好的人，耶稣基督是一个最有爱心的人，耶稣的教训最好，可是并不讲到耶稣基督买我们，这个就有问题了。
If he only talking about Jesus is such a great good man, he has a good behavior, he has such a kindness to us, but if he don't mention that Jesus died for us, then that's very important.
耶稣基督买我们，这是讲到耶稣基督舍命流血，把我们从罪恶里救出来。
You're talking about Jesus bought us, means Jesus died and bled blood for us.
有些人根本不相信人有罪的。
Many of the people don't even believe that a human have sins.
他说我们世界上根本没有罪恶这回事情，人类不断的都在进步，不是吗？
They said that there's really no sin in this world. We all human beings, we also still in the proving.
他们只是看见科学的进步的这一方面，忘记了道德的堕落的那一方面。
They all pay attention to the progress of the science, but they don't realize that the go downward of our human goodness.
他们所注重的并不是劝人悔改、信耶稣、重生得救，他们就是劝人改良今天的社会。
They don't talking about people that should receive Jesus and be saved, but they're talking about people should improve themselves to be a good, better man.
他们想要凭着自己的好来得到神的救恩。
They like to be saved by their goodness.
他们说，根本就没有地狱，神是慈爱的，怎么会有审判呢？怎么会有地狱呢？不可能的。
They say there's no hell at all. If God is mercy, then he will love us. We don't have a hell at all.
这是两种完全不同的观念，一种认为自己很好，一种认为自己有罪，需要神的拯救。
There's two different points. One is that he thinks himself is very good enough. The other one is think that he needs Jesus to be his savior.
耶稣曾经讲过一段话是非常要紧的。我们看《路加福音》第十八章。
One time Jesus has said a very important words that's in Luke chapter 18.
路加福音第十八章第九节到十四节，我们来看。
Let's turn our Bible to Luke chapter 18, verse 9 and 14.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9.
耶稣向着那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告。一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
And he also told his parable to certain ones who trust in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the others a tax gatherer.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“上帝啊，我感谢你，我不像别人。”勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上了十分之一。那个税吏呢，远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，他捶着他的胸说，上帝啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
The Pharisee stood and was praying thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I am not like the other people, swindlers, unjust.Adulteries, or even like this tax gatherer, I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all I get, but the taxpayer standing some distance away was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
第十四节很要紧。
The verse 14 is very important.
耶稣说，他说，我告诉你们，这两个人回家去。这个人回家去比那个人倒算为义，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
在这一段圣经里面提到两个人，一个法利赛人，一个税吏。
Those Bibles talking about two people, one Pharisee, one tax gatherer.
一般的人都认为法利赛人是很好的人，税吏是很坏的人。
Generally thinking, we will think the Pharisees is a good man, but the tax gatherer must be a bad man.
这两个人有很多相同的地方。
These two men have some point. They are all same.
第一，他们都到圣殿里去。
First, they all great. They all went to the temple.
第二，他们都祷告。
Second, they all pray.
第三，在他们的观念里面都有上帝的存在。他们开始祷告都说上帝啊。
Third, in both their mind, they have the concept of God. So beginning their prayer, they both said God.
可是尽管有这许多相同的地方，还有很多很重要的不同的地方。
Although there are some, they have those same point between two of them, but they also have a great difference between two of them.
第一个重要不同的地方就是他们两个人对自己的看法不同。
The first thing is that they both have two different ways to look at themselves.
每一个人，你在神面前的价值怎样，跟你对自己的观念、对自己的看法很有关系。
What is your value in the eyes of God is a very important depend on what you look yourself are.
你看这里提到这个法利赛人，他觉得他多好啊。
Look here, the Pharisees, he think himself is such a good man.
他在上帝的面前祷告的话都是标榜自己、抬举自己。
All his word prayer before the God is that the words that look upon himself is such a good man.
在他短短的祷告文里面，好多次提到我，中文有四次，英文有五次。
In his short prayer before the God, many times he mentioned himself. In Chinese, there are four times. In English, there are five times.
可是这个税吏，他在上帝面前。他一点不敢觉得自己好，他说：“上帝啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人，罪人。”
But this taxpayer, he looked himself as a very sinner before God. He just think himself as a very sinner. So he said, "God, look upon me, the sinner."
很多人觉得自己是好人，也有一些人觉得自己是罪人。
Many people think themselves is a good man, but many of them also think they are sinner.
还有两个。第二点很不同的地方就是他们两个人祷告的态度不同。
The second difference between them is that their attitude of their prayer is different.
这个法利赛人他祷告，圣经上怎么说呢？
The Pharisee
他自言自语的祷告，他是一个非常骄傲的一个祷告。
He was praying to himself. He's very proud of himself.
那个税吏呢？圣经上讲到他祷告，他远远的站着，他都不敢靠近。
But the taxpayer, he prayed, but he even feared God, so he stood far away from the temple.
他连举目看天都不敢，他低着头祷告。
He cannot even raise his eyes upon the heaven, so he bowed his head down.
他觉得在神面前，他实在是没有脸见神。他捶他的胸，他为他的罪懊悔。
So he looked himself, he's such a dirty man, so he cannot even lift his eyes upon God.He's such a sinner.
是两个完全不同的人，不同的态度。
There's two different people, two different attitude.
最要紧的是，他们两个人在神看起来也是不同。
But the more important thing is, in God's eyes, they are different too.
第十四节，刚才我请大家特别注意。
The verse 13 said,
在神看来，这个税吏虽然不好，他很谦卑，他认罪。结果神说。这个税吏比那个骄傲的法利赛人更好。
In God's eyes, the taxpayer, although he is not good himself, but but God said he is justified better than the Pharisees because he depends on God.
这两个人代表两种不同得救的方法，代表世界上有两种的宗教，很多的宗教是要做好人得救的，只有耶稣基督的救恩最重要的、最宝贵的。他是告诉我们谦卑悔改得着耶稣基督的救恩。
These two people represent the two kind of person in this world, two kind of religion. One is that emphasize they should be saved by their own good word, so they should depend on themselves how good they are. But the other one is like the taxpayer, that he himself, he said he needed the God, so he humbled himself and he depended on the Savior to save him.
最后耶稣所说的这句话是永远不改变的真理，凡自高的一定降为卑，凡自卑的一定升为高。
The last words, part of the verse 14 said, For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, but he who humbles himself shall be exalted.
当我们看使徒信经的时候，我们用谦卑的心宣告我们所相信的这一位救主有关于他的真理。
So when we read about, when we talking about the Apostles' Creed, we have a humble hand in our mind that towards the Lord Jesus which we believe.
讲到耶稣基督的神性，讲到耶稣基督的人性，他拥有全世界最高的身份。
Talking about Jesus, God, Jesus is human being. He has the most higher power, highest people in this world.
他为我们受难，他又胜过了人类最大的仇敌，就是死亡，所以他得到的是最大的胜利。
He died for us. He suffered for us. He also conquered the most powerful death to the human being.
将来有一天，耶稣要再来，他要享受最后的荣耀。
One day Jesus will come, and he will enjoy the most glorified.
这是我们所相信的神，这是我们所相信的救主耶稣基督。
This is what we believe in God. This is what we believe in Jesus Christ.
可是很多人不相信。
But many of the people don't believe that.
我们再看彼得后书的第三章。
Let's turn the Bible, 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章。彼得后书第三章第三节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3.
第一要紧的，该知道，在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥笑说。第四节，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候仍是一样。在这里讲到有一些的人，他们不相信耶稣会再来。
Second Peter verse, chapter 3 verse 3. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continued just as it was.From the beginning of creation. Here talking about some of the people who don't believe that one day Jesus will come again.
我们再看第八节。
Let's turn, look at verse 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事情你们不可以忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿意人人都悔改。第十节说，主的日子要像贼一样来到。
Verse 8, but do not let this one's face escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slow about his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
很多人到拉斯维加斯去赌博。
Many people went to Las Vegas for gambling.
你下一个赌注，假如你输了，输了钱很少；你若是赢了，赢了钱很多。
You put a bet on. If you win, you win a lot of money. If you lose, you lose a little bit.
关于信仰，有一些人他下一个赌注，他说：“我相信人没有灵魂。”
About the believeness, some people they put a bet. They said that I don't believe people have.So,
有些人在那里下一个赌注，他说我不相信耶稣会再来。
And also some people they put a belief, that said I don't believe Jesus one day will come again.
你下这样一个赌注，你若是赢的话，请问你赢多少？你若是输的话，请问你输多少？
You put a bet on this kind of thinking. I'd like to ask you, what you win when you if you do win, and what you lose if you lose.
大家想想看。
You think about it.
你若是赢的话，你赢了多少？你若是输了的话，你输了多少
？If you win, that Jesus is not coming back again, how much you win? If you lose, how much will you lose?
以前有一个很有名的意大利的魔术家到美国来表演。
There's one time a famous Italian magician. He came to perform in the United States.
他赚了很多的钱。
He earned so much money.
他有一天觉得疲倦了，我现在不要再表演了，我要回国了。
One day he feels so tired, so he said, okay, I will not perform anymore. I like to go back to my own country.
他到一个珠宝店里去买了一个很大的一个钻石。
So he went to a jewelry store buy a great big diamond.
他买了一张船票要回意大利去。
He also bought a ticket to go back to Italy.
有一天在船上的时候，他看见有几个小孩子在这个甲板上玩橘子。
One day he saw some of the children play in the deck.Of the ship, they play in the orange.
他们把那个橘子丢来丢去，丢得很开心。
They play around the oranges.
哎呀，那个
那个魔术师的手痒了，他跟那个小孩子说，可不可以把你的橘子拿来。
So, but he feels so much like to perform himself again. So he asks the children, "Can I play your orange?"
Oh, 他表演得很好，越丢越高啊，很多人围来看呢。
So he plays such a good technique. So many people gather together, look at what he performs.
突然他停下来。
Suddenly he stopped.
他跟那个所有的人跟他讲，休息一分钟，还有更精彩的表演。
After that, he said, "Well, one minute later, I will have more." Good performance.
他赶快跑到他的房间里去，把那个保险箱打开，把那个很大的那个钻石拿出来。
So he hurriedly he went back to his room, get himself this diamond he bought.
回到甲板上，他给大家看，大家都吓坏了，哪有那么大的钻石
？So he went back to the deck to the people. He showed them this diamond, but everybody was so surprised and kind of don't believe. How come he has such a great diamond?
他说：“我现在要表演的，你们从来没有看过。我不是丢橘子，我现在要丢这个钻石。”
Now he said, "I'm going to perform now. You never see before. I'm going to perform on these diamonds."
所以他就开始丢他的那个钻石。
So he started performing, throw his diamond up the air.
那个船在海上晃来晃去。
The ship is shaking in the ocean.
他把他的钻石越丢越高，哎呀，开心的不得了。
He threw his diamond up the air, higher and higher. He's very happy.
大家都为他担心啊！你谁让你表演这个东西？
So everybody will be where I say, "Who tell you to perform like that?"
可能我们在座有些人正在做这样一个表演，也说不定。
Maybe some of us in our are performing.
神给我们人最宝贵的一个东西就是灵魂，有些人不看重他的灵魂。
God give us the people the most important part of us is our soul, but many people of us they don't look at their soul.
有灵魂也好，没有也好，我打赌没有。
Either we have human being have soul or not, I don't care. I believe that there's no soul anyway.
神为我们担心。
God is very, very worried about us about that.
神盼我们能够看重我们的灵魂。
God hope that we will look at our own soul.
有一天什么东西都要失去，你的灵魂是永远藏在。
One day everything will pass away, but your soul will with you.
你千万不要打赌说我相信人没有灵魂，你的损失太大。
Don't gamble on that you said that people don't have soul at all.
我盼望你能够跟使徒信经里所说的一样，我相信有一位上帝，我相信有一位救主耶稣基督。
I hope that you believe like the apostle Grace said, we believe that there is a God and that there is a Savior.
时间过得非常快，我们现在正要看约翰所讲的话啊，雅各所讲的我们看过了，彼得的我们看过，现在我们看约翰所讲的约翰一书第四章。
We already talking about what Peter said, what James said. Now we like to talk, look at what John said.
约翰一书第四章一开头的地方，讲到关于这个信仰中啊对圣灵一方面的教训。
The First John chapter 4, talking about what we believe in the Spirit.
约翰一书四章一节。亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可以都信，你总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多的假先知已经出来了。凡灵认耶稣是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的，从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神的，这乃是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。
First John chapter 4 verse 1 Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now is already in the world.
使徒信经里面讲到我信圣灵，这是什么意思？
The apostle Paul talking about we believe the Holy Ghost, what that means.
关于圣灵的教训是今天的教会最需要的。
About the teaching of the Holy Ghost is very needed in today's church.
约翰他在写这个书信的时候特别提醒基督徒要注意，不可以一切的灵都相信。
John in writing this book, he tells the Christian that don't believe all the spirit.
有一些的灵, 他也可以行神迹奇事的, 可是不一定是圣灵。
Some of the spirit, they will perform the miracles, but they are not really the Holy Ghost.
怎么知道这个灵是不是出于神的呢? 你要问他，你对耶稣基督的信仰怎样？
How do you know that this spirit is true or not? Is from God or not? You have to ask the spirit that is how he believed Jesus.
刚才所念的第二节说,
the verse 2 said,
凡灵承认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的, 是出于神。
Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
这里讲到, 耶稣基督是成了肉身来的, 这个话什么意思?
You're talking about Jesus Christ has come in the flesh.
这是讲到, 耶稣基督是神, 成了一个人来到世界, 讲到他的神性。
It's talking about Jesus is a God, but he become a human being, come to this world. Talking about he's a God.
假如灵承认这件事情, 这个灵是出于神的。 假如他不承认这件事情,
If a spirit confess that God, that this point, that Jesus has from God come to the human being, then this spirit is from God. If he don't believe that, then he is not from God.
有一些异端的信仰, 他们根本不承认圣灵是一个有位格的神。
There are some heresies, they don't really believe, they don't recognize that God, the Holy Ghost, is a God.
他们说圣灵 是那一种永远存在的物质。
They said the Holy Ghost is everlasting material.
另外有一些人说圣灵就是感动人的一种力量。
The other people said that Holy Ghost actually is just an inspiration force.
这些都是错误的。
Actually, all those is wrong.
还有一些人说 耶稣答应我们神要差遣保惠师来，保惠师就是圣灵。什么是保惠师呢？就是科学。他说：“你看，这个保惠师要带领你进入一切的真理。”Some
other people said that Jesus said one time said that God will send the
comforter
come to this world, and they said what comforter actually is the signs that bring our, the comforter to this world.
这些都是一些很错误的信仰。
But actually all those are the wrong believing.
我们所相信的圣灵是神。
But what we believe in the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Ghost is God.
圣灵感动人写下来这一本宝贵的圣经。
The Holy Ghost inspired the people to wrote these books, Bible.
圣灵感动人信靠耶稣基督。
The Holy Ghost influenced people to believe Jesus.
圣灵使人能够重生得救。
Holy Ghost can make people from the revival.
圣灵住在基督徒的心里, 圣灵保护我们, 带领我们, 教导我们。
The Holy Ghost live in people's mind so that teach you and guide you.
我想现在我应当做结论的时候, 使徒信经告诉我们, 我们所相信的神是三位一体的神。
The Apostle Gray talk about the God we believe is a Trinity.
圣父, 圣子, 圣灵,
the Holy Father, the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Ghost, Trinity.
不是三个神, 是一个神。
It's not three God, but one God.
可是是三位一体。
But they are united in the Trinity.
好像人一样, 有灵, 有魂, 有体。
Just like a human being, we have a body, we have soul, and we have spirit.
在圣经里面好些个地方你可以看得出来, 这个三位一体的真理隐藏在那个地方。
In the many places in the Bible, you can see that the Trinity truth is inside the Bible.
比方说创世纪第一章里面讲到神创造天地，那里讲到的神这个字， 在希伯来文的原文是多数式的神。
Like in the beginning of Genesis, talking about God created this world. In the Hebrew Bible, the God in that place is used in the
plural sense. 在创世纪第一章里面讲到神创造人的时候，他说：“我们按照我们的样子造人，是我们三位一体。”
In Genesis, talking about the God create people, he says us. is not just a single.
当耶稣基督受洗的时候，耶稣从水里上来，圣灵降在他身上，而且天上有父神的声音说：“这是我的爱子。”你看见没有？三位一体的神。
When Jesus was baptized, in the Bible said the Holy Ghost descended from the heaven on him. Also, the God the Father speak on the heaven. You see, there's three part there: Jesus, Holy Ghost, and the Father.
耶稣在升天以前吩咐他的门徒到全世界去传福音，说信而受洗的要得救。当我们跟一个人施洗的时候，我们是奉父、子、圣灵的名给他施洗。
Before Jesus went to heaven, he told his disciples to go out and baptize the people in the name of Holy Ghost, the Father, and the Sons.
当他用那个名字的那个名的时候 ，names， 英文用这个 name， 就是 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost， 那个名并不是多数。乃是单数，这个很重要。
But in that part, when Jesus said, "You baptize people in the name of God, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost," in that part, the name is not plural, but it's a single.
虽然是圣父、圣子、圣灵，可是是一个名，表示他们是合而为一。
Although it's a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but it's one name. That means they are Trinity together.
我知道这样的真理。是很难用我们的头脑理解的。
I know this is difficult for our mind to understand what it is.
可是这是圣经的道理。
But this is truth Bible teaches.
假如你能够明白，你就明白；假如你不能够明白，你把它当作神的启示接受。
If you can understand, fine. But if you cannot understand with your mind, but accept because that's God's truth.
以前有一个主日学的小朋友，有一天呢，他问他爸爸。三位一体的问题。
One day, there's a Sunday school student asked his father about the Trinity.
他们两个人正在开车子到一个地方去。
They both of them just driving to one place on the car.
那个小孩子仰起头来问他的爸爸，他说：“圣父是不是神？”
So the child lifted his face, asked his father, "Is the Holy Father is his father his God?"
父亲说是。
The father said yes.
那小孩子又问：“圣子是不是神
？”It's the son is his God.
父亲说是。
And the father said yes.
他又问：“圣灵是不是神
？”He also asked, "Is Holy Ghost the God?"
父亲说是。
The father said yes.
那个小孩子想了一想啊，他就不明白。
So the child think about it, cannot understand it.
他说：“爸爸，怎么耶稣又是他的爸爸？这是怎么回事呢？”
So he said, "How come Jesus is his father?"
哎呀，这个父亲就祷告了。我怎么跟他解释
？So the father just don't know how to do. He just prays. So how can I explain this to this child?
他就跟那个小孩子说：“你看，我们这个汽车啊，里面有个电瓶。”
So he talked. He said to the child, "They say we have a battery in this car."
你看，这个电瓶啊，有很多种用处，不是吗
？He said this battery have many uses.
天黑的时候我们开灯是这个电瓶里的电
When the darkness we turn on the headlight is from the electricity from the battery
我们用喇叭也是这个电瓶里的电
When we push the horn is from electricity to from
每一次汽车发动的时候都是用这个电瓶里的电
Every time we start the car is electricity from this battery
这么多不同的用处可是只有一个电瓶不是吗
There's so many uses of this battery but there's only one battery
那个小孩子好像就有一点明白
So that child looks like seems he understands a little bit.
我再说，关于三位一体的这个信息，这是圣经里的真理，是非常要紧，我们重要的信仰。假如你能够明白，感谢神，你就明白；假如你不能够明白，你就凭着信心接受。
I said one time again, one more time, is that the Trinity is the really true God wants us to believe. If you can understand by your mind or whatever, we praise the God.But if you can, accept it by the faith to the God, because it is the true believing.
关于圣灵，圣经上有最重要的两个教训告诉基督徒。
About the Holy Ghost, there are two very important teaching that.
I'd like to ask you to pray for him while he's on his trip.
未来的礼拜六，我也要到远东去，也希望大家为我祷告。
This coming Saturday, I would also be leaving for Southeast Asia. I'd like to ask for your prayer as well.
在未来的几周，教会的圣工要请和约瑟执事负责，所以诸位也为他祷告，有些什么事情可以跟他商量。
And in the coming few weeks, the church responsibility would be church will be Deacon Ho will be responsible for the church activities. Please pray for him also.
可能有些人还不认识何执事，好不好？请何执事站起来，好不好？大家可以认识他啊。
I'd like to ask Joe to rise.
和约瑟执事是，谢谢。今天是圣灵降临节。
Today is the day of Pentecost.
今天也是全世界华人教会的一个华服的主日。
This day has also been designated by the COWI Conference Committee as the COWI Sunday throughout the world.
在我们当中对华服最熟悉的就是施替德老牧师。
The person among us who is the most familiar with this conference, COWI, or Chinese Congress of World Evangelization, is Reverend Steed.
因为在过去有一段时间他在香港华服中心服侍主，现在他也在美国负责这个华服中心的工作。
Because not long ago, for quite a while, he was serving at the COWI headquarters in Hong Kong. And even more recently, he's been servingin this country in preparation for COWI conference.
所以在今天正道以前，我们请施牧师给我们简单的介绍华服的工作。
So this morning before the message, we'd like to give some time to Reverend Steed to introduce to us the vision of COWI.
北林弟兄要替他翻译。
北林 will be his interpreter.
I count it a very great honor to be associated with COWI.
我觉得我非常荣幸能够与华服有工作的联系。
At the end of 45 years of missionary service in Asia, this has been a tremendous thrill to me to see what God is doing through this new movement.
在45年的宣教工作以后，能够与华服一同工作，我觉得是非常非常荣幸。
It was a great honor to be invited by Reverend Thomas Wong to join the staff in Hong Kong and work with them in this whole movement of world evangelization.
我也是非常荣幸的能被王牧师邀请到香港，能够一起的来参与华服的工作。
And now we will have opportunity of working with and representing the COWI movement here in North America.
我现在能够代表华服在北美做代表，是非常荣幸。
I think there is no need to review the background history of this movement.
我相信我不太需要再重复的再温习这个华服以前的历史。
因为 our Elder Ding is the chairman of the COWI committee here in Los Angeles.
丁长老是我们洛杉矶在北美华服的代表。
But we do see that in this movement of COWI, a very, very significant development in the whole aspect of world missions.
我们在这个华服的整个的过程与发展中，我们可以看到非常非常重要的进展。
I do feel that this is one of the most significant movements in this day.
我们可以看出这是最重要的，在这个时代里面非常重要的进展。
Because we know that in the total world population, our Chinese represent 25% of the total.
我们在整个世界人口中，中国人占了四分之一。
And when we see a movement like COWI in the midst of the Chinese churches,We feel that God is going to greatly use this for the evangelization of his people.
我们看到华服在我们中国人当中做这个工作，我们可以想象得到我们有非常非常大的果效。
You will remember that 4 years ago in Hong Kong, there was the first Congress, first Chinese Congress on world evangelism.
在几年以前在香港有我们第一次的华服的会议。
That was the beginning of this new era in world evangelization.
这是我们华服的第一次的在世界的宣道中的开始。
And it was the beginning of this new movement.
也是我们第一次这个活动的开展。
At that time, the leaders of Chinese churches began to realize that Chinese churches around the world had now come to a place of maturity.
在这时候，在中国教会里面，领袖也真正认识到他们已经到了这个一个成熟的阶段。
In the past, there was a reliance upon Western missions and Western missionary societies.
在以前都是靠西方的教会、西方的宣教的工作。
But in this day, they began to realize that now the church is standing in its own right.
在这时候，我们中国教会认识到，我们应该自己站立起来。
Not only that, but standing in a place where we can assume our responsibility for total world evangelization.
而且不仅是应该站立起来，而且站立起来是。在世界上做世界宣教的领导的地位。
God has greatly blessed our Chinese people.
神真的祝福我们中国人。
With talents, with ability, with wisdom, with determination.
给我们天资，给我们智慧，给我们能力，给我们各种财富。
Moreover, He scattered us all over the world. In almost every nation, we'll find Chinese people.
而且在世界各地各国，你都可以找到中国。
And amongst them, Chinese churches.
而且在中国人中间有中国教会。
And God is using these churches to spread the gospel.
神用中国的教会来传讲他的福音。
At the close of that first Congress 4 years ago, it was decided to establish a central office as a bridge to link all of these churches together.
在四年以前第一次会议结束的时候，做了一个计划，就是把各个教中国教会能够联络起来。
And during these past 4.5 years, there has been a tremendous amount of activity amongst Chinese churches in most of the countries of the world.
在过去四年中，在世界各地各国，中国教会对非常多的活动。
There have been more than 30 seminars or congresses concerning world evangelization and church growth.
有30个不同的研讨会，有各种不同的会议。
In many of the countries of Asia.
在亚洲各国
and in America,
在美国
and in the islands of the seas,
在各种海岛。
God has done through this, given a new vision and a new determination amongst the Chinese churches to move forward to evangelize their own people.
神真是给我们一个意向，给我们这个决断，叫我们要向前迈进。
In the past 2.5 years, from the COWE office in Hong Kong, they have taken a survey of Chinese people in most of the countries of the world.
在香港，在华福做了一个统计，在世界上的中国教会。
And that information has been gathered together.
这个消息，这个统计已经
Concerning where the Chinese population live, what their situation is, what the needs for the preaching of the gospel is.
这个统计是关于中国人的人数，在他们住的地点以及他们的需要。
And now in Singapore, next week, in June 17 to 24, the Second World Congress is being held.
在6月17号到24号在新加坡第二次的华福的会议。
When all of this information concerning the background of Chinese churches and the need of Chinese churches around the world is all going to be studied.
在这个会议中，关于各个地方中国教会的需要，通通都会被研究。
They're going to study and they're going to make plans for the future projection of evangelism in their own churches and outreach in missionary enterprise.
而且在这个会议中要计划为未来的中国教会的发展以及宣教的事工。
The theme of the conference is Life and Ministry, Chinese Churches Confronting the 80s.
这个会议的主题是80年代中国教会的生命与事工。
Based on all this information that's been gathered together, they're going to make plans for the next 10 years.
从这个统计所得到的消息，他们就可以做一个很好的计划。
Your pastor, your elder will be there representing his church.
丁长老与郑牧师都会。
And the Lord has opened the way for me to go to also see what is happening and to gather as much information as possible.
都会代表这个教会的司牧师也会去香港华福新加坡华福。
Today is Pentecost Sunday.
今天是圣灵降临的主日。
Today we remember the outpouring of the Spirit of God upon His church.
今天我们记得这是圣灵真正在充满他的教会的时候。
That was the beginning of a new movement of God throughout the world.
这是主真正开始在世界做工的开始。
When the Holy Spirit began to move in the hearts of men.
到圣灵在我们心中动工的时候。
I think it's very significant that on this Pentecost day, it has been selected as a Huafu, as a Kowe prayer day, Huafu 祷告日。
所以今天华福选作 圣灵降临的主日，说是他的祷告日。
And Reverend Wong has issued a letter asking that we pray for this Congress.
王牧师写了封信，请我们祷告。
That it may result in the evangelization of Chinese people everywhere.
使我们中国教会真正能够到世界各地传福音。
Pray for all the speakers in the Congress.
替各个讲员在这个会议。
For all of the delegates.
为所有的代表。
For all of the planning.
为所有的计划。
That out of this Congress there will come new vision.
使这个会议真正有新的印象。
This vision will be spread to every Chinese church around the world.
这个新的意象真的能传播到所有在世界各地的中国
教会。That we'll see the Spirit of God poured out afresh upon His people.
在神的灵也真正是能够降临在我们。
So do pray for the Congress.
让我们真正为这个会议祷告。
In your bulletin today, you'll find this little envelope.
我们在我们的报告中有一个这样的信封。
There is a lot of expenses connected with this Koei Congress.
这次华府的会议花费非常的大。
More than $170,000.
多过$170,000。
Reverend Wong has sent out an urgent request that we pray and that we give toward the needs of this Congress.
王牧师给我们一个紧急的这个要求，希望我们能够真正为这个事工。
So the offering in this envelope today will go entirely toward the Congress in Singapore and the needs of Huafu.
所以弟兄姐妹们的奉献可以放在这个信封里面。
Thank you, thank you for your prayers.
谢谢我们弟兄姐妹的。
多谢石牧师向我们介绍华府的事工。
I'd like to thank Reverend Steve for his introduction.Concerning Koei.
刚才诸位已经听见这个华府会议是17号开始到24号在新加坡举行。
You have heard already that this year's Koei conference will be on starting June 17th, last for about a week.
请大家多为这些事工祷告。
I'd like to ask you to really pray for this gathering.
请大家看今天的秩序表，我们要读犹大书第一节到第四节。
I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Jude.Verses 1-4.
圣经里面的一般书信有四位作者，就是雅各、彼得、约翰和犹大。
The collection of epistles we call general epistles are written by four different authors: Peter, John, James, and Jude.
我们今天读着第四位作者所写的经文《犹大书》。
This morning we read from the book of Jude.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人，愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们。
Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are the calledBeloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you.
我们知道这位犹大并不是耶稣的门徒犹大，乃是耶稣的弟弟犹大。
We know that Jude here is not one of the apostles of Jesus, but is the half-brother of Jesus.
就是好像雅各书的作者雅各一样，是耶稣基督肉身的弟弟们。
Similar to James, the author of the book of James, was the brother of Jesus.
可是他怎么介绍自己呢？他说他是犹大的弟，他说他是雅各的弟兄，可是他说他是耶稣基督的仆人。
Very interesting is that Jude introduced himself in verse 1 as the brother of James, but he says he was the bondservant of Jesus Christ.
因为他真的知道耶稣是神的儿子，是人类的救主。
Because he knew that who Jesus was, he was the Son of God and the Savior of the world.
我们再看第三节、第四节。
Verse 3 and 4.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的正道竭力的争辩，因为有一些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督。
Verse 3. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turned the grace of our God into licentiousness and denied our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
当犹大被圣灵感动要写这封书信的时候
，When Jude was moved by the Holy Spirit to write this epistle，
他先问候他们。
He first started out with his greeting，
然后他觉得有一件不能够不做的事情。
And after this greeting and salutation, he felt there's something that he had to do。
这件不能够不做的事情就是圣灵感动他一定要做的。
This thing that he felt he had to do was given to him by the Holy Spirit.
这是什么呢？就是第三节所说的。
This is what is recorded in verse 3.
要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
He's talking about the necessity to write to them, appealing to them that they contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
有一些的人在第四节里面说他们故意的不承认我们的主宰耶稣基督。
Because in verse 4 he says that certain persons have crept into the church unnoticed who denied our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
他们偷着进来表示说他们已经进到教会的里面。
From verse 4 we can deduce that these people have crept into the church and they are already involved in the church.
所以犹大他心里很激动的他说弟兄姐妹们我们一定要为这个真道不被破坏而努力。
And Jude was very disturbed by this, so he's writing to the Christians and saying that we need to preserve the truth and not let the truth be shaken or be broken.
彼得在他所写的书信里面提到，将来有一天会有假先知、假师傅传异端。
Apostle Peter also mentioned in his letters that one day in the future there will be false teachers and false.
要顺服神。跟随神。
And James said, it's not only enough to believe there is a God, you need to obey and you need to follow God.
约翰在他的书信里面告诉我们，所有的灵你不可以都相信，你总要试验它是不是出于神的灵。
And Apostle John in his letters mentioned that don't believe any spirit, but you must test the spirit.
在我们今天的秩序堡的后边再次印了这个使徒信经，我们为什么印在上面呢？希望各位拿回去都有机会念，能够背记在心里。
In the back of the program, the announcements, once again, you'll find the Apostles' Creed. The purpose is for you to read and for you to memorize.
我们以前的几次聚会已经讲到过，我信上帝，我信我主耶稣基督，我信圣灵。
In the past few weeks, we have talked about the first three items. I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我怕我们每一位把我们的信心都建立在这三位一体的神上。
I hope that all of us will have a well-founded faith in these three persons of the Godhead.
在我离开这里去新加坡以前，我盼望能够把剩下的几条很简单的和各位提一下。
Before I leave for Singapore, my hope is to be able to share with you the teachings concerning the last few.
在这个使徒信经的第四个项目，讲到关于教会一方面的信仰。
The fourth item in the Apostles' Creed talked about the church.
第五条讲到我们基督徒之间的关系。
Number five talks about the relationship among all the believers.
这里提到教会，讲到我信圣而公之教会。
In number four, there it says that I believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
这里讲到教会，讲到圣洁，讲到大公无私，这是什么意思？
What do these words mean when it talks about the church, the Catholic Church, the Holy Catholic Church?
我们知道教会跟教堂是不一样的。
We know the church is not the same as the church building.
圣经里面讲到教会的时候，不是讲到建筑物，乃是讲到一群的人。
Whenever the word church is mentioned in the Bible, it never refers to the church building as we tend to think, but always refers to a group of believers.
在神看起来，教会是无价之宝。
In God's eye, church is the the most precious to him.
你可以说一座教堂值多少万块钱啊？你不能说教会值多少钱。
You cannot attach a value to it. We can attach a value to the church building.
在希腊文的原文，教会这个字是用两个小的字合在一块组成的。
In Greek, the word church is a compound word, consists of two separate parts.
在这个
教会原文的这个字的前面的一半，这个字的意思是出来的意思。
The first half, the meaning of the first half, implies the meaning of coming out.
这个字的后面的一半的意思是说呼召的意思。
And the second part, literally means those who are called.
教会按照圣经原文的意思就是神所呼召出来的一群人。
So literally translating the word for church in Greek tells us that it's talking about a group of people who are the called out.
这些人从一般的世人当中被神呼召出来，成立了一个新的团体，就是教会。
These are the people whom God has called out from among the people in the world to form a new entity called the church.
为什么神要他们呼召出来呢？
Why is it that God wants to call them out from among the world?
因为他们说原来所站的地方不对，是在罪恶中间。
Because where they were, is wrong, and they would face judgment.
他们悔改。
They repented.
他们相信主耶稣基督。
They put their trust in the person of Jesus Christ.
他们得了新的生命。
They received their new life.
他们受洗加入这个新的团体，就是教会。
They are baptized and joined this new group of people called the church.
教会是包括历世历代所有的基督徒。
The church is the universal church which includes all the believers in throughout history.
在世界上你再找不到第二个团体像组成教会的那些分子那样的复杂。
You will not find another group with the same type of complexity as the church.
保罗说教会好像一个人的身体。
Paul describes the church as a body.
一个人的身体有很多不同的器官不同的部分构成的。
Each body has many different parts and many different functions.
照样你我很多地方有不一样的地方。
Similarly, you and I belong to the same church. We're different in many ways.
可是我们是在同一个身体。
But we all belong to the same body.
这个身体是以耶稣基督为元首的。
This body has the head, which is Christ himself.
基督是我们的头，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
Jesus is the head of the church, and the church, or the group of believers, consists of the body of Christ.
在使徒信经里面提到教会，我信生而公之教会。
In the Apostles' Creed says that I believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
这里提到圣是什么意思？
The word holy, what does it mean?
我们一想到圣，就是想到跟罪恶是相对的。
Holiness is opposite, is an exact opposition to sin, sinfulness.
这个观念是正确的。
This is the correct impression.
可是并不是完全的。
But it's not the complete impression.
圣有两方面的意思，一方面是讲到圣洁，另外一方面的意思是讲到奉献归给神。
Holiness.Has two parts to it. The first part consists of being without sin, being clean, being holy. The other part also means it's dedicated or sacrificial to God.
所以圣经里面有这样的意思，讲到分别为圣。
This is why the Bible often talks about being separated unto holiness.
在旧约的圣殿里面有很多的这个器皿，有桌子、台子。
In the Old Testament temples, there are many instruments, or many...utensils.
那些东西圣经上称它为圣物。
Those utensils or vessels, the Bible called them as holy vessels.
那些东西并不会犯罪的，为什么讲它是圣物？
Now clearly those vessels could not possibly sin, so how can we say that those are holy ones as versus others which are not holy?
那是讲到那些东西它是分别出来奉献给神的，它就称为圣物。
The meaning there is that these utensils or these vessels are set apart.And dedicated unto God for His use.
所以我们要追求远离罪恶，我们要追求更多一点，把自己奉献。
So to be holy, not only we need to separate ourselves from sin, but we also need to separate ourselves unto dedication to God.
在旧约圣经里面有一卷书《尼希米记》。
In the book of Nehemiah in the Old Testament.
尼希米记很多人没有看过。
Many of you probably never read this book, Nehemiah.
这一卷书主要讲什么呢？
The main theme of this book.
讲到。有一个名叫尼希米的人，他是一个很爱神的人。他听说耶路撒冷的城墙被拆了，所以他奉献自己，召集很多人把那个城墙重新的建起来。
It talks about a person called Nehemiah, who heard that in the city of Jerusalem the walls had crumbled down, and because of that he gathered our people to go to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem.
在尼希米记里面记载了一个神迹。
In the book of Nehemiah, it's recorded a particular miracle.
那么大的一座城，耶路撒冷的城，城墙都拆毁了。他们用52天
就把那个城墙完全的建立起来。
The miracle was this, that in 52 days they rebuilt the entire wall surrounding the city of Jerusalem.
为什么尼希米那么热心的要把那个城墙建起来呢？
Why was Nehemiah so gung ho in building that wall?
因为那个城墙若是建立起来，就可以把城里面的人、城外面的人分开来。
Because there's a symbolic meaning there. That wall there surrounds the city and separating those who are inside the city from those who are outside the city.
Because
Jerusalem is not just any other city, but it's the place where the holy temple resides.
城墙建立起来，就把里面和外面很清楚地画了一条线。
Once the wall is erected.It provides a dividing line between those who are outside and those who are inside.
今天我们教会里面，这是一个很重要的需要，要把里面和外面分清楚，分别为圣。
There needs to be a dividing line or separation between those who are outsiders and those who are insiders in the church.
这里讲到圣而公之教会，这个公之是什么意思呢？
So what does the word Catholic mean? And when we say we believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
我们这个 Catholic 不是个大写，不是天主教。那么这个小写的这个 Catholic 这个公什么意思呢？
Notice the word Catholic there is not capitalized C. It's a little c. It actually means Catholic, the word meaning not the Catholic Church that we know of today.
这里讲到这个公的意思就是讲到教会是属于全人类的，并不是单单属于某一部分的人的。
The word Catholic there, the actual meaning of that word means it's universal. It's for all people, not just for one group or one nation or one race, but it's a universal church.
神爱世人，他希望所有的人都有机会听福音，所以我们教会的门应当向所有的人都敞开。
For God so loved all the people of the world that we need to open the gospel of Jesus, make it available to all men. This is what the word Catholic means, it's a universal world church.
这个字提醒我们教会的弟兄姐妹有全向全世界传福音的。
This word should remind us that we have the responsibility to share what we believe with all the people in this world.
这也是刚才施牧师所提醒我们的。
This is also what Reverend Steve.
使徒信徒，我信圣徒相通。
Number five, the communion of saints.
这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
圣徒相通，这意思就是说，在教会里面的人，主内的弟兄姐妹，我们应当合而为一。
I believe in the communion of saints. What does that mean? That means that all the believers inside the church ought to have that union, ought to have that oneness.
刚才我提到尼希米记讲到要建筑城墙。
Moments ago, I talked about the wall that was built by Nehemiah to separate inside the city from the outside of the city.
在新约圣经里面的以弗所书也讲到城墙，可是他并不是说要建城墙，他说要把那个墙拆了。
Very interesting. In New Testament, in the book of Ephesians, in chapter 2, also talk about a wall, except there, it does not talk about building a wall, but the tearing down of the wall.
以弗所书第二章十四节讲到要拆掉的墙是什么墙呢？就是弟兄姐妹之间。
Ephesians 2 verse 14, it says that the wall, the barrier will be broken down. What is that wall? That wall is a wall which divides between people, between brethren in the church.
当保罗写以弗所书的时候，他发现在神的教会里面，有些人因为他们种族的不同，彼此之间有误会，有成见。
When Paul was writing the letter to the Christians at Ephesus, he knew that in the church at Ephesus, there were divisions and factions in the church because of their differences of background and belief.
都是信主的，都是爱主的，都是服侍主的，可是彼此之间有误会。
They had a lot in common. They all believe in Jesus. They all love the Lord. They all want to serve the Lord. But they had different backgrounds and had misunderstandings among them.
所以保罗劝他们，我们应当把那个墙给它拆掉。
So Paul says that that wall that separates between two Christian brothers must come down.
这个墙要你看你建筑在什么地方，是有用的还是没有用的。
A wall, by looking at where it's built, you can tell what, how useful it is.
耶路撒冷的城墙应当建起来，在教会里面的城墙要拆掉。
The wall which separates us from the world, we need to erect that wall, but we need not build any walls within that city.
按教会的整体来说，我们跟世界上一般的人应当分别为圣。可是我们弟兄姐妹彼此之间呢，应当合而为一。
It's very clear in the Bible. It says that those of you who are believers, you need to separate yourself from the world. There needs to be a distinction. But among Christian brothers inside the church, there ought not to be any walls.
在以弗所书里面也讲到，我们应当竭力地保守圣灵所赐合而为一的信。
In Ephesians, it also talked about we need to seek to preserve the unity in the Spirit.
在以弗所书里面讲到要合而为一，要竭力地保守那个圣灵所赐合而为一的信。
In Ephesians, it says very clearly we need to be very diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
在以弗所书第四章里面有七个地方讲到一。
In Ephesians chapter 4, there are seven places talking about the word one.
一个身体，一位圣灵，一个指望，一位主，一信，一息，一神。七个地方讲到一。
Ephesians 4 verses 4 to 6 says there's one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, altogether seven ones.
这是我们讲到基督徒共同相同的七点。
These are the seven things which all Christians have in common.
假如我们在这七点的事情上我们是合一的，我们就应当完全的合而为一。
If we all agree on those seven things, then we need to be all one.
在那一段圣经的后面讲到神的时候怎么说呢？他说我们共有一位神，就是我们在天上的父。
Very interesting, the last one in verse 6 says we have one God and Father of all.
神是我们众人的父，他是这个家大家庭的元首。
God himself is the father of us all. He is the head of our family.
他希望我们在他的恩典之中合而为一。
He desires for all his children to be united together in harmony.
以前在一个火车站上有一个母亲带着四个小孩子坐火车。
Once upon a time, there was a mother with four of her children at a train station.
孩子都很小。
All the kids are very small.
火车上的人很多。
And there are many people in the train.
母亲突然想到有一件东西她忘记。
All of a sudden, the mother remembered she had forgotten something.
她必须要离开那个月台去拿那个东西。
She needed to leave the train station to get something.
这四个小孩子怎么办？
So what is she going to do about these four little children?
万一她回来的时候丢掉一个怎么办？
What if when she comes back that she loses one of them?
她对这四个小孩子说，你们紧紧地抱在一起，一直等到我回来。
The mother said, don't let go until when I come back.
这句话就好像主耶稣对他的教会是说的。
He is ready to come back.
他希望我们回来的时候看见我们是彼此相爱。
And he desires that at the time when he comes back that he sees all his children are united.
我信圣徒相同。
I believe in the communion of saints. This item talks about the love and the unity and the mutual caring inside the family of God. Number six, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. Number six, the sixth item here talks about sin. Nowadays, there is that washing concerning sin. That sin is not really sin, it's not really that bad.
可是圣经上告诉我们的确有罪。罪，你不能说它不存在就不存在。
The Bible,
你必须让它得到赦免才能够不存在。
The Bible is very clear that says there is sin, and there's sin, there is sin. No matter how you cover it up, it's still there, whether you believe.
约翰一章第九节讲到我们若认我们的罪。神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
First John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
假如一个人他心里面觉得不平安，因为有罪恶的干扰，你只有一个方法能够得到平安，你向耶稣认你的罪。
If any person who feels guilty or does not have peace inside his heart because he had felt that he had committed something that is wrong, committed a sin, there's no other solution except to come before Jesus and confess that sin to him.
罪得赦免，这是我们所相信的内容。
A real key content or the theme of Christianity is the forgiveness of our sins.
假如一个人他想凭着我自己做好事情得到罪的赦免，他的良心不会给他平安。
If you say that, oh, I'll do something to make up for my sins, that may make you feel good for a while, but it'll never take away the guilt feeling inside your heart.
有很多人做了很多的好事情，他的良心还是不平安。
Because there are many people who have sinned and they have done many, many things in an attempt to make up for that sin, and they still never had peace.
可是一个人若是他真心地相信耶稣，很奇妙的，他内心得到赦罪的。
But very interesting, many people when they come to Christ and confess their sins, saying, Lord, that's wrong, that is sin, confess it,It's very interesting. There's peace there.
好多次我看见有人为他的罪难过，流眼泪，可是他心里面很平安。
It's very interesting. I've seen many, many people who wept, who were very sorrowful about their sins, and yet they're able to have that peace.
你为你的罪越难过，神所赐给你的平安越深。
I believe if you are the more sorrowful you are toward your sin before God, the greater the peace that he will give to you.
我信身体复活是什么意思？
I believe in the resurrection of the body.
我们常常提到复活，在这里特别的强调身体的复活。
We often talk about resurrection. In this particular item here, number 7 in the Apostles' Creed talks about the resurrection of the body.
很多人
Many people talk about resurrection or life after death. I went to a funeral once, and at that funeral, there was a giant banner that says that his spirit never died.
这个精神不死是不是圣经里讲到的身体复活呢？不是。
Is that what the Bible talking about the resurrection that lives on?
很有中国这个文学修养的人，在中国的古书上也讲到复活。
Many of you are very familiar with Chinese.Philosophy and among Chinese philosophical teaching also talked about the resurrection of the life after death.
什么叫做三不朽呢？立功、立德、立言啊，这是他们观念里面的这个复活。
Three things which is incorruptible.
There are three things that are incorruptible.
立功、立德、立言，就是说你做一些好的事情，有一些好的功德，讲一些好的话。
The three things that are incorruptible are the good.Deeds that you have done, the good words that you have spoken, and the third one.
And good virtue.
And good virtues.
一个人他若是有些什么很好的表现，他虽然已经死了，后来的人想到他，他还活在那些人的心里，说他就是复活了。
Meaning that if you've done these good things in your life while you're still living, even after you die, these good things would live on in the sense that people will remember you.
这不是圣经里讲到的复活。
This has nothing to do with what the Bible says about resurrection of the body.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣死在十字架上，是他的身体死了。
When the Bible says Jesus died on the cross, the Bible meant he literally died a physical death.
他最后一口气吐出来，他就死了。
When he breathed his last breath, he died a physical death.
他的那个尸体被人家放在坟墓里。
When his body was buried in the tomb.
当那个主日的早晨，有几个妇女到坟墓那里去看的时候，她们没有看见什么东西不见了，是耶稣的身体不见了。
And 3 days later, when the women went to the tomb to see his body, they could not find his body. What was missing? It was his physical body.
不是说精神不死，他是身体复活了。
Not that his spirit or his good ideas live on, but his body physically resurrected.
可是很多人不相信。
Many people don't believe this.
甚至耶稣的门徒也不相信。
Even Jesus' personal followers did not believe this.
那一天晚上耶稣向门徒显现的时候，门徒还不相信，门徒认为耶稣是真的复活，可能是他的魂呢在显现。
That first Easter evening when Jesus appeared to his disciples, they still did not believe him. They thought they'd seen a ghost of Jesus.
耶稣就跟他们说，你们伸过手来摸我，假如是魂的话，没有骨头，没有肉啊，你们摸我有没有？
To convince them, Jesus approached them, saying, "Come and touch me. Touch the wound in my hands and the wound on the side of my body. If I'm a ghost, ghosts do not have physical bodies. But come and touch me."
圣经上说的复活是身体要复活。
When the Bible talks about resurrection, it talks about the resurrection of our physical body.
有人说一个人已经死了，死了几十年、几百年了，骨头的灰都找不到，怎么能够复活？
Some people said.What if you've been dead for many, many years, even all your bones been, have rotted away? How can you have resurrection?
在物理学上有一个原理叫做物质不灭的定理。
In physics, there's a law of the conservation of matter.
一个东西啊，虽然你看不见它了，可是它还是存在。
Even though you can't see the same form of something, but the substance still exists.
一滴水在桌子上过了一会儿不见了，可是那个水不是没有了，它还是存在，变成水蒸气。
If you drop a water on the table, after a while it evaporates, it disappears, but it's not gone. It has simply has changed its shape and form. It's still there, exists in terms of vapor.
全能的神在起初的时候能够使无变有，创造这许多东西，他难道末日的时候他不能让我们复活吗？
The Almighty God who was able to create in the beginning something out of nothing. Is it not possible that in the last day that he can also resurrect our body?
我们相信的是身体复活。
What we believe in is that there is going to be a resurrection of the body.
最后这里提到我信永生。
Lastly, I believe in the life everlasting.
圣经里最有名的一节约翰福音三章十六节就讲到永生。
Probably the most well-known verse in the Bible in John 3:16 talks about eternal life, the life everlasting.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
永生并不是说一个人一直活在地上一百岁两百岁三百岁。
The eternal life the Bible talks about is not the physical eternal life that we live on for 100, 200, 300 years with the same body, the same life.
我们有一天也会离开这个世界。
Just as sure we were born, one day we will die physically. But we have eternal life. Even though we... If you study the Bible carefully, you will know the meaning of the word death. Death always implies the meaning of separation, separating from the source of life, who is God himself. So after a Christian who is born again spiritually, he has spiritual life, meaning that he will never be separated from the life source, who is God himself. So our spirit are united with the Spirit of God, and one day we'll die physically, but that spirit lives on because that spirit will always be with God. The life everlasting also teaches us that one day all of us Christians here will be united again in joy and happiness. When I was in the Far East, many times when I attend funerals, they would not call it funerals, instead they call it a farewell meeting. I really like that title for that meeting. It's sort of a farewell gathering. It's not simply to say goodbye forever, but it's to say see you later. Because one day, all of us, if we're a truly born again Christian, will meet again. So it makes sense to say see you. If you truly believe in what the Apostles' Creed talked about, and you and your relatives and friends all believe that, then you can truly say to each other when the day that you have to leave this world, that we'll see you again. I have shared with you the story of Mark Twain before. He was a humorous writer. He has written many, many books which brought joy to many, many people, but his own personal life was a sad story. His wife passed away before him. And he had two daughters, and one of the two daughters also died before he died. He was about to die. He was very reluctant to leave this world, but he had no choice. He had to leave the world. His only daughter was sitting at his bedside. His last words to his daughters were,
再见。See?
He said, see you. But then I don't know whether really we have that opportunity or not. This is the conclusion of every atheist's life. He has many wishes and hopes in his heart, but he has no assurance. He has no assurance whether those are true or not. But if you're a follower of Jesus, it's completely different. Before Jesus was nailed to the cross, he said to his disciples that